This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have Hemp Inc., and then we have its subsidiary called the Hemp University. And with us today is the president of Hemp University, Rick Rainbolt. They also trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HEMP. Rick, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You know, it's very interesting that you guys have this whole own subsidiary of Hemp Inc., and I think it's the one that's bringing in the most money.
Well, we're doing a pretty good job. We're generating some revenue. We're self-financing, so we're pretty excited about that. We started developing Hemp Inc. University back on January 10th. Of course, this is North Carolina's first year of being legal to grow industrial hemp. And so we got the ball rolling on January 10th, and we had our first symposium on March 18th.
Well, you know, I asked you to come on the show for a couple of reasons. One is to educate people about the new hemp industry and also educate what you guys are doing over there at Hemp University. What's the most important for a person to decide if he enters in this industry, if you will, the hemp industry?
Well, I tell everybody it's pretty simple three-step formula, and it's probably similar to what people have heard before. But the three keys is, number one, and I'll go into more detail here in a second, but number one, it's education. What you don't know will hurt you. So you've got to get the education. Number two is relationships. Who's going to buy your product? You've got to develop the relationships with the vendors. So number two is relationships. And number three, you just have to get started and start somewhere. So on the education side, what I share with people, the first thing they have to do is learn the rules within their own state, the states that are legal. I think there's something like 31 states right now legal to grow industrial hemp.
Wow.
So all those states are going to have their own rules and their own regulations. So the first thing is to go to your states. Usually there's an industrial hemp association or some kind of industrial hemp commission, and look them up and download the rules, and then learn what the rules are. And then you proceed into filing for a permit to be able to legally grow industrial hemp. You have to have a permit in order to grow.
I want to just interject here just for a second, because you said something kind of interesting and I want to get out to. Mm-hmm. What happens if you're in a state that is legally to grow hemp, and then you said make connections with other people that you're going to be able to sell that to? What happens if they live in a different state that you have to travel through a state that's not legal? Can you give us the ramifications of transporting the hemp and going through a state that's not legal to get to the state that wants to buy it that is legal?
Well, that's a very interesting question because industrial hemp on a federal level is illegal. It's a schedule. They have it as a Schedule I drug.
Okay.
So there is some risk. I mean, in North Carolina, we spent 9 months fighting to be able to get, you know, legal shields for our growers in order to be able to ship in seeds or clones into North Carolina. And this year, by the time we were able to accomplish that, it was June.
Right.
So in North Carolina, that wiped out a large number of those who had planned on growing industrial hemp. It just got so late in the season, and they said, well, we'll just wait until 2018. So there are a lot of challenges by anybody getting into this industry you will be faced with. And one of them is the federal government. Now, real quick, the good news is there's a couple bills in Congress, and we believe we're very active, with on a national basis. We believe that industrial hemp will be descheduled as a class one drug this coming spring. That's my belief. That's our belief. We'll see what happens up in Congress. But the bills in Congress right now are getting a tremendous amount of support. So we believe if they can deregulate industrial hemp as a Schedule I drug, this industry will absolutely explode. It'll be very, very, very exciting.
And so what does exactly a hemp university do for the people that want to maybe have a family farm and maybe want to get in this business?
Well, the Hemp Inc. University, we have about five areas that we focus in on. Number one is your educational and network symposiums. So as I mentioned earlier, on March 18th, we had our very first symposium here in North Carolina. We had probably 75 people. And to my surprise, it was much harder to get 75 people than I expected back, even though we were legal back in those early days. It seems like 3-4 years ago, just this year of March, it seems such a long time ago for how far North Carolina has already advanced in this industry. But boy, after the first event, people got a taste of the quality of our speakers. We bring people in from all over the country, the best of the best. And man, the next event sold out in 2 weeks. The next event sold out in 2 weeks. The next event sold out in 2 weeks, and so on. And it has just absolutely exploded. So that's one of the areas that we offer. Of course, everybody at those events, they get to network, and that goes back to those first three keys: education, relationships, and getting started. So that's a major value of our events, of people just being able to go and meet other people. So that's one of the areas. And then we have a coaching and consulting division that right now in North Carolina during the winter months, we are coaching and consulting people on building and developing indoor grow facilities. So last week we launched two new grow facilities for two of our clients. So it's really exciting, especially when you get to the point after all the hard work, you can actually, you know, bring the plants into the grow facility and they can officially start growing industrial hemp. So that's the second area of our consulting. And then the third area is we have a buying and selling network. So we have a tremendous amount of contacts throughout the country that are interested in buying, whether it's, dry material or oils or seeds, whatever it may be. We have a pretty substantial network. We can move a lot of products from our growers, people who are actually growing. We have this buying selling network that we help them sell what they grow, what they produce, which is really a big deal. And the fourth thing, we have been working all year on identifying qualified vendors and suppliers that meet up to our standards. So you have to be careful in a new industry. I tell everybody to be skeptical. Don't just listen to what somebody says about lighting or whatever it may be. So what we try to do is meet with vendors and qualify and pre-qualify these vendors in order for us to recommend a vendor or supplier. And the last thing, the number five, the fifth thing we do is we just simply give emotional support, because it is a challenging industry when it's brand new. And sometimes people just need some support and somebody to say, hey, it's all going to work out. We'll make it through this storm. We'll survive the day. We'll survive the week. Because there are massive challenges that we're faced with in a new up-and-coming industry.
Absolutely.
So we provide that emotional support, which we think is absolutely vital.
One of the questions I had for you is that, realistic, if I'm listening to this program and maybe I own 5 acres, 10 acres in one of the states that legalizes hemp, how hard or how easy is it for me to get into this industry? Is there any real money in it?
Well, first thing, when we talked about earlier, you have to learn your rules of your state and then apply for a permit. And then the second thing you want to do is to determine, do you want to grow fiber hemp? There's three different types of hemp, industrial hemp.
Okay.
So you can grow for fiber, And fiber is used for, 20,000 different products.
Exactly.
From clothes, shirts, ropes, from A to Z. BMW is using it on the interior of their cars. And it can be used for a lot of things. So the fiber hemp, or are you going to grow for seeds? It's a completely different. Fiber hemp grows 15 feet tall. Seed industrial hemp only grows about 5 feet tall. And the combine comes in the field with the fork lifted and takes the tops off with all the seeds. And they get shipped to a food grade deshelling facility, which we have our first one now here in North Carolina. And when the end product is what you call hemp hearts. So if you go to Whole Foods or Earth Fare or one of these type of health oriented type of grocery stores, you can go on the shelf and you can buy hemp hearts. High in protein, amino acids. They're really healthy for you. My wife and I have been eating these for years. Of course, they've been coming from Europe, Canada, and other countries, but they're very healthy for you. So you can grow fiber, or you can grow for seed, or you can grow for oil, your CBD oil. And so once you get your permit, you learn the rules, and then you have to determine what you want to grow. What type of industrial hemp do you want to grow? Do you want to grow the fiber, the seed, or grow for oil? Now, as far as is this and can this be profitable, that's a tough question, because what makes the difference of a successful business versus a business that's not so successful? So some of it comes down to how well can you run a business?
Right.
It's not a guarantee. You just sign up for a business. But, and face it, I tell people this so we don't build false hopes. We want to speak in truths and reality, that if you look at business in general, that the way the trend has been going is fewer companies are dominating larger chunks of the market share. Fewer are controlling more. And this trend has been happening for what, 40 years? There's fewer airlines servicing more passengers.
That's true.
Right? Look how many, you look at the Walmarts and the Amazons or whatever. Fewer are servicing greater chunks of the market share. In the real estate industry, the people that sell homes, fewer real estate agents are controlling bigger chunks of the market share. So this is the trend, and I don't see why it'll be any different than in the industrial hemp industry. In fact, the numbers are something like 7% dominate 93% of the market share. And I don't see why it's going to be much different in this industry, the industrial hemp. So the question is, how do you become part of the 7%, not the 93%? And so at Hemp Inc. University, we try to teach the best practices that'll make you extremely competitive, outsmart, outmarket your competition. So you are in the 7% servicing the greatest chunk of the market share. So there is a tremendous amount of opportunity. I mean, this industry, just in the CBD market alone, the CBD oils, my gosh, it's in the billions already. So there is a tremendous amount of opportunity, but it will largely depend on the individuals and how well they can actually set up and run a successful business, the relationships they have. I think it'll be no different than about any other business out there.
My guest has been Rick Rainbold. He is the president of Hemp University, a whole subsidiary of Hemp Inc. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol HEMP. Rick, we're running out of time to hear more about your company, but I invite you to come back on the show maybe 40 or 50 days from now. Give us a little bit more update. If my listeners wanted to know more about your company, where would they go on the World Wide Web?
Well, they can go to Hemp Inc., INC, University.com, H-E-M-P, I-N-C, University.com. And when you go to that site, you can see our next upcoming event on December 2nd here in North Carolina. We average people coming in from 14 different states per event. People fly in from all over to attend our events. Uh, we we really do a good job in managing and running our events. We're pretty proud of what we do.
Rick, thanks for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days.
Heck yes. Thank you so much. And see you later, everybody.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.